This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Interesting story out of Toulouse, France, where a 500,000 euro jackpot is offered to perpetrators of theft. Two homeless gentlemen broke into a car and stole belongings out of the vehicle, including a credit card, and used that credit card to buy a lottery ticket.
All right.
That lottery ticket ended up being the winner. And the person whose credit card was stolen is now offering a share of the 500 euro jackpot if they can produce the ticket. The ticket has not yet been produced. However, legal experts in France are not sure who is the rightful owner.
Ooh, this
of
is like
said
a
ticket.
Finders versus keepers situation.
Yes, it actually is kind of a real life scenario, finders versus keepers.
All right. All right. So I think the guy who got his stuff stolen, obviously, he paid for the ticket unwillingly. They robbed him. That should be his ticket.
Well, but I think the lottery company would probably argue he did not. This
he
is the
didn't
thing.
Buy or possess the ticket. But then again, like here in the States, if you don't sign the back of it, anybody could take your ticket and take it in.
Yes.
And it's their ticket because you didn't sign it on the back.
And also, like, if you were under the age of 18, yet you buy a lottery ticket with your, like, an illegal or a fake ID or whatever, that ticket is no good. Even if you give it to somebody else because it was bought under the guise of an illegal process. So a lot of these, like, when you're talking about, like, the big ticket lotteries here in the U.S., more often than not, there's a camera, you know, in the store. And they will use that as part of the validation process because with how much money is tied to this stuff, they do everything they can to not try to pay the stuff out.
How do they know that the winning scratch-it was purchased with the guy's card if they have not produced the scratch-off ticket,
I think
though?
The store was probably notified and they were able to trace it back to the transaction. So here's how it goes.
This is the crazy this part that I don't understand, though, is that how do they know which ticket is the winner that was sold? If it hasn't been, it's a scratch-off ticket?
I think it's just a lottery ticket.
Oh.
It says, because it is a lottery payout, so.
Okay, so it was like a Powerball, not a scratch-off. Okay.
Correct. So the victim reported the theft to the police and contacted his bank to block his credit cards. He asked if the cards had been used and was informed that at 3 o'clock that day, the thieves had used one of the cards to buy goods worth about 52 euros at a city center news agents less than 500 meters. God, I hate to use meters from where his car had been parked. More concerned about finding his identity papers, the victim decided to visit the news agents the next morning, explain what happened, see if the CCTV had the identity of the thieves. I hoped to at least get my papers back, but the news agent said he hadn't found anything. He said he remembered two homeless men between the ages of 30 and 40 coming to the shop and buying cigarettes. Oh, and scratch cards.
There you go. Okay, so it is scratch-offs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He found their behavior suspicious because they paid with one card that wanted to buy something else, but it hadn't gone through, and they couldn't put in the code, he told the police. After scratching the card and discovering they had won the maximum payout, 500,000 euros. The overjoyed pair returned to the shop to collect their wings and told the contact that a Francais de Jeu.
So they thought like the convenience store guy's got like 500K in the registers. Like, here you go.
Here you go, brother. that runs France's National Lottery and produced a scratch card. The shop's owner's wife said she doubted very much I'd find them because she'd checked the card and they had won 500,000. She said they were so happy they even forgot their five packs of cigarettes. Since then, the situation remains in legal limbo. The thieves have not tried to collect their ill-gotten gains, and police in Toulouse say Francais de Jeu has frozen the winning ticket while the investigation continues. He has now invited the thieves to contact his lawyer. He says, why not find a friendly arrangement, and why not share it?
Yeah, this is a really nice guy, because obviously these guys are on some hard times. Not going down the best route.
Guy wants his stuff back.
Stealing somebody's stuff. What this guy's going to find out is whatever those guys stole, likely most, if not all of it, is already gone.
Yeah.
They don't have it. They're not going to keep it on them.
No.
They just took anything that was of value.
Dumped the rest.
That's it. And at this point, they probably are thinking, we're sitting on $500,000. We're going to dump everything. And we are not going to carry any of this any further. So, this is a tricky one. The hard part, though, and the sad part about this, is that if these guys won $500,000,
mm-hmm,
and they told anybody about it, there's a likelihood that they got robbed, too. In that whoever has the ticket
they
now...
They can't claim it, though.
Whoever has the ticket now... Well, I know they can't because of the lottery, but they don't... Whoever robbed these guys, they don't know this yet because we're just finding out about it. Like, if that robbery happened that day.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys, who knows where this ticket is at this point? This is a crazy one.
So...
Would you share with the guys, though, if they were homeless guys down on their luck, would you share any of that jackpot with them knowing that they robbed you to buy it?
If it's number one, selfishly, if it's the only way that I can get the ticket, yes.
Okay.
Number two, knowing the situation, probably.
I probably would too. What kind of are they like really? And I probably would no matter what though, and just be like,
what's an equitable share? 50,000 apiece.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're talking after taxes, because they're going to take 250 off the top of that.
France. I'm adding more than that.
Yeah, you get 150, they get 100. I don't know.
Equitable share is not sending your butts to jail.
Well, yeah, they're probably going to do that. I will say, you are going to jail. But I'm going to put this in an account where it can gain interest in the years that you are in jail.
The lawyer said that he told a local newspaper, La Depeche, not to be confused with Depeche Mode, he believed the lottery company would legally obliged to unblock the winning scratch card if it was produced. It's out of the question they canceled because it was bought with a stolen card. Those in possession of it don't need to worry. Our proposal is simple. Without my client's money, they wouldn't have won. Without them, my client wouldn't have won.
Yep.
It's only logical to share it.
Well, I think this guy is a really kind soul instead of, just trying to throw him to the slammer.
$250,000 in your pocket is better than none in your pocket.
You're damn right.
Those guys need to find their own personal Jesus. No?
Russ is not sharing any of this.
Nothing? Depeche Mode reference.
I know where you're going.
I just shook my head at you, but I realized that you can't see me shaking my head at you.
We know where you're going there. Yeah. We know where you're going there. Boy, Russ isn't sharing that money, are you, buddy?
No. Not a dime.
Not a dime. You're sending them straight to jail.
Yes.
Straight to jail.
Just like that Fred Armisen meme.
Yep. I think I would. I'd share a little bit.
Break them off a little something.
Yeah, break them off a little something.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.